So we're rolling here with Chef Ron. What's up, buddy? Thanks for coming over to do this with me.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, man. Of course.
There's traffic up the ass getting here.
Well, you know, it's either Tampa to Orlando or Orlando to Tampa. It doesn't matter. But actually, Ziggy is his first appearance as co-host. I knew that. I knew when I got Chef Ron over finally that if I could make it happen, I wanted to have him on. Thanks for being here, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Great location.
It is.
Beautiful location. Look at this water.
With a view.
Palm trees.
So, Chef, tell us, why do they call you Chef Ron?
Chef Ron. Actually, the original Chef Ron was my father. My father was the original Chef Ron. Went to chef school, owned his own restaurant. And
now, was this up north or was this
up here? north?
And Boston, yeah,
Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Met my mom, brought us to Florida. Got my mom pregnant, brought us to Florida.
That's how it usually goes.
Yeah. Brought us to Florida. Had my brother, me, and he worked different restaurants here in Florida. They split up. We stayed with my mom. Visited my dad. I grew up in the restaurant business. Always had a summer job at the restaurant wherever he was working.
Did you work front of house ever?
No. Okay. Well, yeah, when it's funny because I come from a small town, Massachusetts, and
you had to wear all the hats.
Had to wear it all. So it was cool. 14 years old, me and my brother get behind the bar and start serving alcohol, beer. We didn't do any mixed drinks, so we didn't know how to mix drinks, but we learned how to pour the heads on the beer. I'm not a drinker, but I served a lot of alcohol in my life. Been in a used car business for 18 years. And
18 years, you know, used car sales was a near miss for me. It could have easily been a diversion. Luckily, life took another direction, but I think I would have been a good salesman. I think. What do you think? You think I could sell cars?
I think you could. Yeah. It's just a gift. If you can sell, you can always make money.
Talk about making a connection.
Always
with
have a job.
Be able to connect with anyone, right?
And I connect you. Yes, exactly.
That's the key to any sales, I guess.
If you buy this car today, I give you a dollar.
Eventually, if I stay in the car business and everything goes smoothly, I would love to be the first car lot. For every car you buy, get an ounce of dope with it. Get an ounce of weed. Every car, come on down.
I mean, but I was going to say that your aspirations, though, I mean, you don't want to stay in the car business, right? It seems like, I mean, it's a part of your life. You've been doing it for almost 20 years, but.
I mean, yes, it's part of been my life for 18 years, 19 years now. Make a great living, meet all kinds of people.
But this new endeavor thing you're doing with the Chef Works.
So back to how I get to Chef Ron. I started making edibles about 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago. I needed something to fill the void. My mother was in a nursing home with dementia for the last 5 years. I used to go see her, bring her out once, twice a week. I was also married for 17 years, divorced. So I was going through a rough time in my life, depression, not being able to sleep, go to sleep for an hour, hour and a half, wake up 20 minutes, half hour, toss, turn. Never, since the divorce and with the deaths in the family and whatnot, could never sleep more than 2 hours at a time. I've been smoking marijuana since I was 14. Started out recreational and whatnot. As I got older, I realized that this was actually a medicine.
You were subconsciously medicating.
Exactly. Yeah. It started out on a weekend deal, you and your buddies chip in, buy a sack.
Get high,
smoke a joint, blunt, bowl, whatever.
I'm guessing that this was at some point during the 90s.
Yes.
We seem close in range of age, so.
Yes, it started about in the 90s. And back in the 90s, speaking of the 90s, marijuana and cannabis was so much better, wasn't it?
It was way better, but you know why? I mean, I'm sure Ziggy can tell us why.
I don't know, I was born in 92, bro, so. It all started off with, like, all these land races, you know, from, like, the Hindu mountains and, like, South America, like, the Colombian gold and all that stuff. And then they took those and mixed those together and then kept mixing them together. And now we have what we have today from all these other.
Yeah, so you're saying that the original land races were. That's where the strains, the potency was really at?
Well, what we've been doing is we've been breeding them to get the most THC. So I feel like what gets you high, yeah, you know, scientifically is the THC, but there's a lot of other compounds and stuff in the weed that gets you high, like the CBD and the CBN and the CBG. Right. And so we've bred that out. And so now, you know, we're seeing the rise of the hemp flowers. We're trying to breed the CBD back in.
I keep hearing about the new land race.
Cat piss. Remember the strain cat piss?
Oh, I'm glad I forgot.
That was actually a good strain. It smelled like cat piss. Didn't taste like cat piss. You remember? Were you lucky enough to try some cat
piss? I was lucky enough to try some Florida cat piss.
Try to find it now. I haven't seen that in probably...
Why would you want to find it?
It was actually a good strain.
Yeah, but it wasn't any better than anything else that was like that level, but it smelled like fucking cat piss.
It was good. And
it did smell like cat piss.
That's some OG Florida shit right there.
I knew the genetics of a Jack Daniels, which was actually a neighbor of mine, had his own strand, which was pretty good. Trying to find the old strand, it's like a needle in a haystack.
What if I say, oh hey, I got these seeds, they're original genetics from Granddaddy Perp, whatever. Whatever I want to say it is.
Let's grow it.
So you'd have to
be
getting it from some legitimate seed shot, vendor like Netherlands or somewhere out west. And
even then,
how do you know?
You don't until you grow it and find. Is there even a test to check the genetics of actual what it is? Is there genetically?
Well, I know that Monsanto is trying to like say that they've placed a human hand into the crossbreeding, and so then it's like therefore genetically modified organism, and then they're trying to patent strains.
So you got started cooking your stuff just for yourself, right?
Oh yeah, like, yeah, exactly. So how it happened was, I smoked most of my life. I swear by it. Anybody who's on any kind of, I come from a family of drug addiction.
Right.
Okay. I've never done any other drug in my life. And cannabis, I don't consider it a drug. It's actually medicine. I couldn't sleep at night and whatnot, going through depression and starting to do the edibles. And I found out after the first trial and error, eating a cookie at night, also smoking, I started sleeping 2.5 hours, 3 hours, only tossing and turning 10, 15 minutes, going back to sleep. So edibles became part of my regimen every day. At night, I usually don't do them during the day. Occasionally, how it depends how I feel. So I've been getting older now, 38, and a grandpa.
So that's why your CBD recipes taste so good. Because, I mean, you could just make it the exact same way, right?
Exactly.
That's, no wonder.
So, anyone who hasn't tried edibles, no matter where you get them from, if you're having trouble sleeping, it's all natural way. The only bad thing in the edibles would be any kind of sugar that you're actually got putting in and the flour went out. But other than that, I did that to help me sleep. Now I sleep 7-8 hours a night. Hopefully we can get this going in the state of Florida, and actually the whole United States, whole world needs to get off these opiates and sleep meds and get some all natural CBD in your life. Just was on vacation in Denver and Vegas.
Now that wasn't just vacation. You were out there professional. Like, that was a networking trip,
too,
right?
Oh, well, yeah, that, too. But it was my 38th birthday trip. I hashtagged it Canication.
Canication.
Canication. I wanted to be the first person in history to overdose on cannabis.
Now your Instagram life feed goals. Makes so much sense. Yeah. I remember. That's funny, dude.
Yeah, I wanted to be the first person to OD on cannabis. I was telling everywhere, anybody, if I didn't come back.
Did you take on sponsors, like a GoFundMe page?
Sponsored by Raw Rolling Papers.
Well, yeah, if any sponsors are out there listening, want to sponsor Chef Ron, hit me up, Chef Ron IG, at Chef Ron 813 on IG.
Oh, Mr. Throat Cancer wants to hit the doink.
Doink. There you go.
Over here.
Everybody's got something going on in their life.
Right.
Where they toss and turn, or their mind's racing, and their body's can't relax. And I'd recommend, hey, eat one of these cookies or whatnot and tell me how you feel.
You like to pull everything straight from flour, right?
Yes sir. Like I said before, I believe flour is the only way to medicate. When you extract the flour, you're getting most of all the good product out of the plant. I like coconut oil. Most people want to be healthy and whatnot, so I go with the coconut oil for any sweets that I would do, which tastes great. the when I do regular food sauces, I can do wing sauce. I do different dressings, different rubs. I try to go with I infuse olive oil.
You don't do anything with any sort of extract or like processed stuff. You like to pull everything straight from flour, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you're a Florida patient, right?
I am a Florida patient.
We have a lot of patient listeners.
Okay.
So chances are someone listening has done some experimentation cooking with distillates. That seems to be fairly popular in the community, I guess, because it's just for a while there, that's all that was available.
But are you really getting everything you need from the distillate?
No, of course not. Not at all.
With the distillate, you know how much THC is in it? So it makes it a little bit easier to dose your edibles to say, if you make a pie and you cut it into 10 pieces, it's easier to say there's 100 milligrams in each one if you put a whole gram in it. You know what I mean? Versus if you put a quarter of bud in there, that might be 18% to 24%, this, that, and the third. I mean, like if you take the two flower cups and, they so happen to fall on the floor and then you get the weed back up and then you cook with it. You know what I mean? You know the THC percentages, but you still don't know exactly how much THC you're getting in each edible.
No, you don't. Not unless you get it properly tested from a lab.
And I mean, you
whatnot.
Still don't with the distillate, but I think you would have a more rounded idea. A lot of the time it's made with CO2 oil. In Colorado, for example, like they're starting to differentiate if it's made with CO2, if it's made with distillate, or if it's made from whole flour, butter,
right,
or coconut oil. So I think that's a good idea because the distillate, you know what I mean? It's going to be straight THC and it's going to get to the point and it's going to get you lit. You know what I mean?
But it's not going to be serving much purpose for you medicinally.
Yeah, it's right. Not going to be serving much purpose for you medicinally because, I mean, like the first form of medical marijuana, you know, for example, in Florida was CBD only. So it's like to just have only THC, I feel like, is kind of counterintuitive or counteractive. You can't give somebody who's been hasn't smoked weed in forever
a
gram of distillate and say, have fun.
No.
they'll be sleeping for 2 days.
What's the deal with the law flip that just happened? Because you and I were talking about that, and then Ron and I were talking about that yesterday, but I'm not hip enough with it to know something with the whole CBD edible thing. What changed?
Or like that farm bill or whatever?
Yeah, what's the specifics?
So I was reading something in there saying along the lines of CBD-infused, like, products, like food. I saw a news story about this pizza place in South Florida that's putting CBD oil on their pizza and in their pasta and everything like that. And then the FDA is saying that they can't call it a dietary supplement.
So can you call it a spice? Or an herbal...
That's a good question.
To spice.
I just remember seeing that you couldn't label it as a dietary supplement.
The government's got their hands in it. It's going to be fucked up for a while.
Yeah, man.
Very fucked up for a while. Something so simple that grows anywhere, outdoor, indoor, in an attic, in a basement, in a bedroom, in a closet, wherever you grow this plant, which does more, name something else on the planet that has more uses. I'll wait.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about inanimate objects.
Does anything. A banana?
Penicillin?
I mean, well...
I won't even start making a list.
There's nothing, and it's crazy that something that's so simple grows from a seed that anyone can work with. They can break it down, make edibles. They can smoke it. They can put it on their body. Speaking of body, I have a new product line I'm working on.
Yeah, let's tear into your products and stuff here, man.
Well, a new product line. My mother-in-law, she's into making soaps and lotions and lip balms and bath bombs and whatnot. So I'm thinking, what can Chef Ron do with this? So doing research, whatnot. She's doing research and all. So we come up with Gigi Ma. Gigi Ma's lotions and Gigi Ma's hemp soaps, which I brought you guys some samples. Let me know how you like it.
I will, man, for sure.
Right now it's just infused, not even infused, but it's hemp. It's just hemp, straight hemp lotion mixed with different essential oils.
Okay.
And then, so same with the soaps. But as soon as I can get a good CBD isolate / flower, I want to start infusing the lotions, soaps, lip balms, bath bombs, women's beauty products, men's beauty products. I want to infuse everything with CBD.
Wow. Gadzooks, man. That's the...
As long as the government and the state of Florida allows me right, to do what course. I want to do. And yeah. Not only me, but anyone in this country. It's a free country, right?
Well, it seems like everything allegedly. Is pretty yeah. freaking...
It's not too free when...
It's
when
all pretty gray right now,
yeah,
man.
When you go to prison or people are in prison for a plant. Really?
It's weird that it's a strange era right now because everything is so up in the air. Everything's so gray. Nobody really seems, and I've been asking a lot, especially in the past couple months since I started doing this and have had access to talk to people. And I'm blown away by how unsure about the law everyone is. The people like ourselves that are on the bottom level of it all. You know, companies like dispensaries, doctor's offices, even they're unsure about the law. I've spoken with law enforcement people that are as unsure as I am or as you, and nobody knows exactly what's what with a lot of this, and that's almost worse than it being illegal. So,
as long as stores are buying it, though, I'm going to cash that check.
Capitalism at its best.
It's amazing. It just is. It's just how many states have been legal and how long has these states been legal?
1996
was what? Oregon?
No, that was California medical marijuana.
Okay, California. So I'm not much of a statistic guy or any. I'm not into all the numbers games like that. But from what I've seen, heard on Facebook, Instagram, social media, whatnot, crime rate drops. Teen drug abuse and drug use drops. It's if not drops, it stays the same or drops. So if this plant is so bad, why hasn't anyone died from it?
Yeah, you know, and I hear a lot of people try to say, oh, well, the crime rates went up in Denver. And it's like, I don't remember who it was. Lucian, was it you that I was talking to about this? That it wasn't actually the crime rates. It was the crime totals because the population exploded by like 3 times.
Yeah, and the
and
funny
so of
part
course
was,
there was more crime, but the rate did not go up.
Right, the funny part was they reported the total number of crimes and said, see, 1 year they're this number, and the next year they're this number. And the police chief of Denver came out and actually had to say, that's just not even remotely true. Population increase, and because of that, we had more crimes, but the crimes per population did not go up. It actually went down.
But to the government, it's bad.
Yeah, well, the reason this plant is illegal has nothing to do with the plant itself. It was made illegal for political and industrial reasons, and it's remained illegal because it creates an enormous amount of revenue for the government agencies that either control it or try to stop it. Marijuana has always been a big money maker. They seized a certain amount of marijuana. They could always brag on it. And, you know, the amount of their funding was related to their ability to brag on how much tonnage they brought in.
I'm so glad that I get to go home and edit all this and pick and choose everything.
Oh, God.
Because we are not going to start thrashing on this show. No. Ain't no.
Ziggy Wonka has left conversation.
George Bush.
Oh. Oh, man.
Boom. Got him.
Careful now. Yeah, so Chef Ron, you know, I was trying to like dial in there a minute ago on your edibles, dude. I really want to focus on your products, man, before we run out of time. Tell me about what is this that you're passing around here? This is your CBD infused banana bread. Is that what it is?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It is tasty.
This banana bread happens to be probably one of the best products. And the thing is with this one, I skimped out because I didn't have any, so there's no fresh bananas in this. Sorry.
Really?
I'm sorry.
I can't tell. It's delicious. Well, it's going everywhere. It's really good, man, and moist.
Fire, isn't it? Good. People have told me that not only is this the best product that I have as far as, but it's possibly the best banana bread they've ever had in their life, medicated or not.
So I have to ask, and
I would agree with that.
If it's, that's always a good thing.
If it's proprietary, it's okay. Moist. You get that pass. But is there some sort of a frosting or something on the top? What's going on the top? Can I know, or is it just like
the method is sold, not told? Chris, come on now.
No, I'm just wondering. I just want to know: is there a frosting or is there not a frosting?
If I told you, I'd probably have to kill you.
But there's not a frosting, right?
No. Like, what I do, it depends on what I do. The banana bread's good. Well, actually, everything's good. Chef Rom, fuck, give me a break.
It's amazing. You don't have to tell me your process. I'm just like,
well, no. It's just cinnamon and sugar.
Okay.
Cinnamon and sugar.
Tasted like there was frosting. It's really good, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not a frosting guy.
You blend everything really well. Like, there is cinnamon there, and it's easy to put too much cinnamon in anything. Like, I know that from cooking myself, and it's very prominent, but it's not too prominent.
It gives it a nice finishing touch.
Right.
Oh, there's like 3-4 loaves in there. I made sure I brought enough for everybody.
Is there butter in that, or is that coconut oil?
That's actually coconut oil. The coconut oil not only is healthier for you than butter or whatnot. So many different things. When I was a kid, I never knew anybody that had to eat gluten free.
Right.
That's like some. I don't know if that's like.
Well, maybe because we don't have cannabis. That's my theory. Stuff like that. What the heck is this, man? Is this your? This is a brownie?
Yeah.
I may or may not have put a little extra in that one.
Lead the fifth. That's how you do.
Yeah. That is a gooey brownie, chocolate chip, triple chocolate fudge. Chevron special, I guess.
Like, it doesn't taste like weed, but there's something in it. I'm
sure. The mystery ingredient. Going to the Celtics game tonight, Orlando Magic.
Temperature's going to drop, man, as soon as that sun goes down.
Yeah, I got the Celtics hoodie. I think we're
going to. Yeah, so you're going to see them. Who are they playing tonight? They're playing here in Orlando, yeah?
Yeah, the Magic.
Nice.
So I can't name one player person on Magic.
Who are they playing here in Orlando?
Well, I wanted to give him a chance to identify that he was here to see them play against the Orlando Magic.
Yeah,
I'm busting your balls.
I know he didn't want to say it because he's a Celtic fan.
And actually, I want to thank the Red Sox. Anyone listening, brother, the Red Sox, for paying for a majority of my canication. Because when they won the World Series, I won $700. Red Sox actually paid for some of my.
He's a co-host and he's a sound effects box. Dang, well, that was the air horn thing, right?
That's the jack of all trades.
I do that at the tables in Vegas.
You need to just get it on your phone. Download it on the phone.
I got two apps. I think I'm lying.
I got an app for that.
You think I got I'm two lying? Apps for it. I really think I'm gonna pull it out.
Yeah, sounds better if you do it from the app.
So you were showing me some pictures, man. You're working on like this long-term edible project with some cheese. It looks amazing. It's in a. You said it was in a cheese cave. What the heck is a cheese cave?
Well, it's
tell
top
us,
secret. It's
tell
a
us all about this
process.
There it is.
There it is. There's an app for that. There's an app for everything. I don't recommend downloading the Scale app, though.
Yeah, the Scale app's going to fuck somebody over.
Yeah, no, long term, I'm looking to have like an all-natural product line worldwide. Had a couple places in Vegas talk to me about certain things, not nothing sketched in stone or whatnot.
Can you say who, or is that kind of a
there's two different ones, but I'm going out.
Wait till after it's done.
If my New England Patriots win... When they win, not if, it's when they win this year. I can go back to
like
Vegas,
when they win the game,
the Super Bowl,
right?
Can we say Super Bowl on a podcast, or do we have to call it the big game?
No, you can call it whatever you want.
Oh, we call it Tom Brady's
it's
playground.
Fine, call it
Ooh,
what we call
shit.
It.
I feel attacked.
who what fan are you? Or who do you like?
I don't know. I guess I'm part of the group of people who just want to see Tom Brady lose.
Well, it's not happening, brother. We call him the GOAT. God's gift to humanity is Tom Brady. Right or wrong, I mean.
Tom Brady.
He's got the rings.
There's nothing greater in this world than Tom Brady.
Deflate Gate. You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't mean nothing.
Oh, it
doesn't
mean
nothing.
You know, speaking,
it means
something. Speaking of Deflate Gate.
Joe Montana ain't have no Deflate Gate.
I hope and pray we play the Colts in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
We'll deflate gate that ass.
Deflate gate that ass.
So tell me, Chef Ron, what are your prospects for the Cowboys this year?
The Cowgirls? I actually... my pick for the Super Bowl is Patriots. I would love to see Tom Brady versus Drew Brees. That's what I actually would like to see. That's the NFL's dream right there.
Yeah.
The two greatest quarterbacks playing.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what they wanted for a few years, but now the pieces may be falling into place. We'll see. Tomorrow.
It's in the game.
Tomorrow's the game.
Oh, by the time this airs, we'll already know who probably the game will be over, so.
And yeah, have they announced anything about what the halftime show is going to be this year? Who the artist is going to be?
Who is he? You know, Maroon 5, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. And then there's a couple of people, and I know that there was like a little bit of an uproar for one of the artists agreeing to do it, like a rap guy. Fuck. Damn it.
I know somebody's out. There's a petition out to have SpongeBob perform the halftime show. I did just see that.
Oh, that'd be fucking dope.
There's a petition. Yeah, look online. There's a petition for SpongeBob to perform.
But the main artist is going to be...
I believe it's Maroon 5. I believe so.
That makes sense.
I'm not worried about the artists. I don't even watch the halftime. I'm usually smoking or... Eating something.
It's all about Adam Levine. They're on there because he's on The Voice. That's it.
And who doesn't love Maroon 5, I guess?
They got a couple songs, you know. Like they have a couple
they
songs.
They always got a hit. They've been a hit. They have hits every year and they've been around for what, 15, 20 years.
The problem is they're kind of like they're headed on that whole One Republic destiny. Like, they're going to get hung up taking themselves seriously as producers and, you know, I mean, they're either a band or they're not a band. That's the only beef that I have with them, other than the fact that their style music isn't, like, my, like, entirely
I'm
my
not
bag,
into it.
I'm not into it.
Sometimes you got to throw in a little reggae, and I try to keep it clean for work.
Do you like Rick Astley?
No. I like for 90s. I'm more like a Stevie B.
So no Depeche Mode in your playlist then.
No. No. I will say
the plug, man, do it.
I will say it's always with me and doesn't leave my side, especially if I'm in public. I've been vaping for a while as far as vape pens. First and only dispensary I actually go to, I finally found, and I love these Prime pens. From Move.
Yeah, man.
The G pens are right, whatnot, but I'm this prime vape.
Oh, the Geo Pods, you mean?
The Move Prime pen.
That's what he's got on the end of the battery there. It's one from one of the
local dispensaries here in Florida, and
there's a lot of competition, man, and there's a lot of competition
and
on the way.
You know what? And about competition, this should be open market, free range, whatnot.
Everybody's a good thing.
It's very good, but to have spies and people taking pictures and videos of people from other dispensaries and at different events and sponsored events, and it's crazy. The shit I hear that goes on in the state of Florida.
I hear crazy stories. I hear crazy stories.
Oh, my God.
Things
I am not allowed
to share.
I would love to be able to just blast and just call them all out, but it's just crazy. It's a plant. Everybody should be able to get it.
Look, man, everybody's gonna have to answer for their sins at some point, you know, in their life, in their afterlife. Whatever.
Yeah, but the money,
it's, you know,
the
it's
money
not
covers
my,
up their sins.
It's
they,
not my role to be
else.
To be the judge and all that. I mean, I'm aware it's happening, and there's some nasty stuff happening, but. Look, it's like it's a lot like prohibition with liquor, right? Like before it went legal, there was all kinds of fucked up shit happening with mobsters and the mafia, legal moonshine. That was all just as bad as this. It was just a long time ago. So, and it wasn't medicinal.
History repeats itself. And I wanted to say, DJ Heavyweight just walked in.
Yeah, we have a new guest speaker here at the mic. Can we just get a quick mic check from you there, sir, since I haven't heard you speak?
I'm here. It's your boy DJ Heavyweight, Slip and Slide Music Group, Juke City DJs. Hey, what's going on?
Boston's own DJ Heavyweight.
Yeah, man. Having a little fun going to the ball game today. Check out a thing at the old ballpark.
So are you came over with Ron. Are you from Tampa or are you from up north?
Well, I was born and raised in Boston, and I've lived in Tampa for probably about the past 20 years. So, I mean, I'm pretty much consider myself a resident of both, but, you know, the roots run strong.
So what do I call you? Do I call you DJ Heavyweight? Is that
Everybody calls me DJ Heavyweight for the most part.
It's a lot of syllables, but I don't mind.
It's a lot. Everybody, you can call me Heavy.
Okay.
Either one.
All right. Cool. Yeah, you know what? I didn't come into this expecting it, but I think that your story is interesting because of the idea that you're skirting all of this as potentially for you as a patient.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And and you live over in Tampa?
I live over in Tampa.
Everybody we've talked to so far are people with experience after they tried cannabis or, you know, how successful it's been for them or how their life journey with cannabis has changed and is a different journey now, you know, that they're a patient or whatever.
So, I mean, I have friends that swear by it, you know, they from various aspects of all walks of life, you know, from ex-fighters to ex-military people, you know, things of that nature. They're all like, you know, they all talk about the benefits of everything, which is when you have pain. See, my pain isn't severe. It's more annoying than like super painful. So anytime you have a problem, of course, you try to look for solutions. It's like, all right, what's the solution? Okay, well, some doctors would recommend, you know, some mild form of painkillers. Some doctors could recommend extreme forms of painkillers. And, you know, that comes with a serious risk of opioid addiction and things of that nature. And then it's like, okay, well, I'm not in that much pain to where I need that. What's the next step? And it's like, okay, well, the next step is, you know, you can try CBD. And then everybody said, well, you can try a healthier diet and, you know, things like that. And I'm just like, I don't know. I eat things that eat salads. So that's not happening. So when you say, okay, well, we have a plant that's natural that we can extract the healing qualities and take all the stuff with the stigma on it away out of the equation. So now what's stopping you? And it's simply nothing. So it's like, okay, well, it's...
It's posted, man. If you end up getting a card and you become a patient...
Absolutely.
I would love to follow up with
I got to take you guys down my journey.
No, but for real, man, if you start the journey as a patient, I would love to know how that goes for you. So we did this kind of last minute through together because you've established today already that... You don't really muck around with concentrates and cooking from distillates. I know I hear a lot of patients in the community talk about the fear or the mystique of cooking with whole flour.
The only way to go.
I've tried to tell them how simple it is. I tell everybody, like, it's super simple. Because you can just, you know, with any kind of a fat, whether it's butter or oil or whatever, you can cook it into anything. If you extract and infuse into that oil, then just put it in any recipe, right? I mean,
exactly,
it's that simple.
Exactly. You can do it the old school way, pressure cooker.
You got a recipe you can share with us for listeners to have, like how they can make their own?
I like to keep it simple. So if you're going to do gummies, if you want to do chocolate chip cookies or whatnot, get your oil base, your infused oil, whether you're going to use butter. I started out doing butter, but less expensive just to do coconut oil. Buy one of the machines online. You can go to Amazon. They have different machines.
Magic butter.
Whatever one. Yeah, magical butter. There's a couple other ones.
The Mighty Fast.
Mighty Fast. Well, I was in Vegas. They had like five or six different ones.
Or just do it the old way.
Yeah, you can do it the old-fashioned way. You get a pressure cooker, or you can do crock pot.
Yeah, crock pot.
Man, I've let it sit in the crock pot for like 4 days, and then my mom got me a magical butter machine for Christmas one year. And the thing takes 2 hours, and, bro, it shits on the four-day crock pot, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. The machines are definitely where to go.
And
you heard it here, folks.
Butter for life.
So what I said, one day I want to have a easy, like, do-it-yourself, easy Chevron cookbook. Because I have kids and whatnot. It's all about time. You can't sit there in 4 days, wait for your oil to be done.
Nah.
Seriously. So, yeah, buy a machine. go as easy as getting a cake box mix. Buy one, get one free or whatnot. Cakes, cookies, whatnot, if you have your old grandma's recipe, and just substitute whatever the oil and butter calls for. Substitute it with yours.
Dude, we're going to make a chowder.
I would awesome. Love to infuse
a CBD
chowder. Yes. Oh, yeah, CBD chowder. I want to do both.
Is it, no, hold on. White chowder? Or?
White chowder. That's the only fucking way to go.
There's only white chowder.
Agreed, yeah.
This thing don't that they do with the Manhattan, they're like, oh, this is a Manhattan clam chowder. No, it's a fucking clam and marinara sauce. Put it over some pasta and be done with it. It's not a chowder. Chowder's
definitely
a cream-based potato soup.
Speaking of chowder, tomorrow's Patriots game, chowder. DJ Heavyweight's world famous chowder might have to be infused with Chef Ron CBD.
So if the Pats win tomorrow, is that then they're going?
They're going to AFC championship.
They go to the final playoff.
Which, like I said earlier, I hope and pray it's against the Colts so we can deflate that ass.
So we can deflate them again.
Careful what you wish for. The Colts are probably the team that's clicking on all cylinders.
It doesn't matter. They want to call the NFL and cry about football.
So who's it going to be? It's going to be the Colts or...
We beat them multiple times since then. Yeah. Like still, let it go, man.
Whatever.
And who's on the other side? So it's the Colts and the Chiefs.
I thought we were supposed to mellow you out. This guy's always... fuck the Colts.
Yeah, fuck the Colts.
Who are the other teams? Catch me up. I'm not in the playoffs right now.
Colts. Colts what? Colts, Chiefs?
Yes, the Colts and the Chiefs that are playing in Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City right now. And then the Patriots and Chargers will play tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and the winners of both of those games will play each other for the AFC Championship game. In the NFC, you have the Saints and the Eagles that are playing in New Orleans, and then you also have the Cowboys that are playing in Los Angeles at the Rams. And the winner of those will play for the NFC title game. Then the winner of those games go to the Super Bowl.
All right. So other than the Pats, give me your picks right now. Who's gonna take the NFC?
Saints.
Yeah, it's hard to look past New Orleans. I mean, funny things do happen, but as far as trying to predict that, I'm not going to go against the sure thing. Their running game's solid. Their defense is solid. Their quarterback's playing about as good as he ever has. That team is just incredible and well-rounded. So
if they win,
it's not going to be because they got beaten. It's going to be because they beat themselves.
So how would it be? So Pats versus Saints?
Pats versus the
Saints. Brady.
That's the game, huh?
Breeze, Brady.
They love it. Brady Breeze, and Breeze. Brady. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Any input on this,
Sports
Ziggy?
Ball.
What do you think, Ziggy?
Sports ball.
He's a Patriot hater, so he don't care who wins.
No, I don't really watch football that too much. I used to watch like college football, but that's pretty much over now. After UCF national champions lost.
National champions.
Lost a two-year streak.
It's amazing how you can win the national title without playing in the national championship.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's really weird. It's an awesome way around that. It's kind of
the
like,
American way.
Yeah. I mean, UCF won the...
Everybody gets a trophy.
UCF won the national title like I slept with J-Lo. Like, we're never in the same room, but I'm just going to claim it. So I'll speak it into existence.
Facts.
Well, cool. Hey, so you're in Brandon, man. I think I'm going to be over Brandon next week. Oh, you're going to be at the lot. You'll be stuck.
Yeah,
working,
I got to work.
So you still have a day gig, right?
Yeah, full time day gig.
Where are you at? Tell us about that. Where's that at, man? Pitch your car lot.
Pitch my car lot.
I'm telling you, it's where you make your bread, right?
It's in Zephyr Hills. So if anybody's in Zephyr Hills, Tampa, Cephna, Brandon area, it's a car lot. Look us up. If you're in need of a car, cheap. $65 a week car payments.
Bam. Can't beat that.
Hit me up.
Bad credit, no problem.
And actually, while we're at it and pitching people, plugging people and whatnot, DJ Heavyweight is a craftsman with wood.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on. Is this the
chair? That's what the ladies say.
Oh, I saw your chair, man.
That's how you... What was it? Well, he's a carpenter.
Okay.
Okay. So, but he makes fantastic
furniture.
There's
not many of those left, man.
Handcrafted homemade furnitures at a reasonable price if somebody wanted something made. But talked to him and showed him, and he's working on the chairs that everybody sees. The cannabis leaf chairs.
I'm not on Facebook because I'm not 16 or 60.
Oh, boy.
So I'm just on Instagram.
Shots fired.
At Heavyweight813. At Heavyweight 813. It's a fun time. I post
at Heavyweight 813.
Yeah.
All right.
I post some very offensive stuff. So if you're easily offended, you're probably going to want to.
Yeah, it's definitely. If you're offended, so do not follow him.
Not suitable for work and
not suitable for children.
I mean, unless you work someplace really cool.
Right. I guess it depends on who your parents were, and
yeah. But actually, if anyone is interested in them, especially I'll have the prototype, the cannabis chairs. We're going to stain it green. Any dispensaries listening that want some for their,
like for their waiting area,
waiting room outside, because they're like beach chairs, kind of like Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville type stuff.
Right,
but it's out of a cannabis leaf.
The correct term is Adirondack chair.
Oh, so it's like this one, but
it
nice.
Is exactly like that one, except it will be solid wood, so it won't break when you sit down in it. If you're over like 210 pounds, those chairs are culturally biased, by the way.
Backs.
Oh man, you can. I was on eggshells the whole time I was sitting in one in the corner. I'm like, I was so nervous. I think my asshole took a bite out of the chair. I'm like,
this one popped earlier.
I know.
You
I'm
looked
like,
really? Over. You,
These
you
legs are gonna go out any minute.
We like, made eye contact. And well,
yeah, definitely. His chairs will not break.
Yeah.
Cabinets, whatever.
I was nervous.
I've
with
seen
that,
some
like
of his dining
on the ice.
Tables and whatnot. Fantastic. If anybody, I mean. So anyways, hit him up, Heavyweight 813.
Heavyweight 813 on Instagram.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll definitely find you, sir, and Chef Ron.
Is obviously
they find you?
The way it says, Chef Ron 813.
Chef Ron 813.
On Instagram.
You're a busy beaver on Instagram too, man. Who taught you all those skills?
On Instagram?
Yeah,
that's I'm self-made, self-taught.
All those stories, all that story art and whatnot, man.
Yeah, I cheat. That's Snapchat.
Wait, what?
I use Snapchat,
and
then
Snapchat
I transfer
and then you transfer it over.
I transfer it, too. I
guess this is gonna be a quick wrap here, man. Chef, thanks for coming, buddy.
You're welcome.
We've
thanks
been talking about
me.
This for a few weeks, mm-hmm. and glad we're
finally everything done. Worked out. All the stars aligned.
Yeah, the Celtics made it over to Orlando.
Yep, time to go watch Kyrie Irving work his magic.
Thanks for coming, guys. Yep. We'll see you on the next one.
We'll see you.